From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Sports history for Sacramento seems imminent, with the commissioner of Major League Soccer tweeting last night that he was in town. A Republic FC fan breakfast has been held this morning at Solomon's Deli. A block party is scheduled for 4 o'clock on Capitol Mall, and in between, the press conference. On the phone with us is Dr. Patrick Risch, who knows Sacramento. He knows the stadium proposal. He knows the Golden One Center and sports and stadium deals across the country. He's director of the Sports Business Program at Washington University in St. Louis. And if you're a fan, you know that St. Louis was awarded an MLS expansion team just 2 months ago. Dr. Risch, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
How do you expect this to play out in Sacramento today? What's ahead for the city?
A lot of joy. We were here 2 months ago. Actually, the day was August 20th. So just a little over 2 months ago here in St. Louis, I had a chance to attend the announcement ceremony. And, you know, look, this has been a lot of hard work. I know in particular Ben Gumpert, president for Sacramento Republic, contributor to my book about 18 months ago. And he and his teammates have done yeoman's work to get this done, and I think the city, the fans, the corporate community, and obviously the people at the Republic should be very proud of getting this across the finish line.
Why is Sacramento a right city for an MLS team?
Well, apart from the fact that they found their big whale, they found Ron Burkle, they needed that, and they didn't have that for a while. And apart from the fact that they are building a new soccer stadium, which those are essential, having the right owner and the right facility, I think it comes back to the community where, you know, from my understanding of the Sacramento region, there's numerous stories of decades ago of leagues in Sacramento, Portuguese, Italian, Korean leagues. You've got nearly 100,000 youth soccer players in the region, which is pretty massive, larger than what you have, say, in the state of Oregon, which, of course, they've seen their share of MLS success. So when you take into account how diverse of a region it is, you take into account that it only currently is host to one professional sports team with the Sacramento Kings, but you also take into account just the positive momentum that the community has seen. You referenced at the top, I have ties to the Sacramento area. I've got a relative that lives in Roseville. So I come back there once a year, sometimes twice a year, and to see the transformation that has taken place in the community in the last even 5 years has really been tremendous, and this will just add to that momentum.
Yeah, it's something to think that 40 years ago we had the Sacramento Gold. Greg Van Dusen was the general manager, and that as long ago as then, these dreams were happening for the city. But this is how it goes with big bids and big efforts. What is your view on whether an MLS stadium will be an economic benefit to this region? Because there are many studies that show that stadiums are not of economic benefit to a city and a region.
Yeah, that's a great question, and it really is a case-to-case situation. I think a lot of the studies that you are citing, and I'm familiar with that research as well, but there was a time and a day where a very heavy percentage of the sports facilities were coming from the public sector. When I say a heavy percentage, you know, we're talking 70, 80, 90% of it being paid for with public dollars. And I think the larger that percentage is, the harder it is to justify from a dollars and cents perspective. But, you know, I think that this is a little bit different scenario here, as was the Golden One Center. And it's going to, in my view, over the long haul, generate the kind of visibility, exposure, momentum that will help attract other events to the region, whether it's U.S. men's or women's national team soccer matches, which can be a nice spike to the region. Given the diversity of the region, St. Louis has seen this as well. We have a large Bosnian community here in St. Louis. So whenever we bring the Bosnian national team to come into town to play against whomever, that's a big shot in the arm and a moneymaker. So I think that this day and age, when you're trying to revitalize a region, and certainly the Rail Yard District has a great history, but it's obviously been underdeveloped. This is something that can lead to greater development in that area and just better vibe and positivity in a community that wasn't always beaming with confidence.
I think when the St. Louis announcement came, it's fair to say, Dr. Risch, that Sacramento thought it might be the focus of that announcement. And now Sacramento will become, it's expected, the 29th team. But what, in your view, is the biggest difference between the St. Louis deal and the deal that's been put together for a stadium in the rail yards in Sacramento?
Well, you know, it's my understanding that here in the St. Louis situation, it is being almost 100% financed with private dollars, and I believe it's more of a public-private mix in Sacramento, as was the Golden One Center. And that's a big difference. I think part of the equation here in St. Louis, of course, is you have this recent ugly history with the St. Louis Rams kind of leaving us at the altar after plans had been put forth to build a football stadium using public dollars to do that for the Rams, but it ultimately was not enough to get Stan Kroenke to stay in the community, and he had his sights set on L.A. And quite frankly, given the circumstances, I can't say I blame Stan Kroenke. I'm not a St. Louisan originally, so I try to look at this objectively, and you know, I understand why he relocated the franchise, but nonetheless, it also created this distrust of using public dollars for facilities here in St. Louis. And the first bid that we had back in April of 2017 to join MLS failed because there was a failed public vote to support public dollars for a stadium. So the Taylor family that owns Enterprise, they are the ones that are largely behind this movement here in St. Louis. They're pillars of the community. They've done so much here in St. Louis over the years. And so I'd say that's one nice thing that we have going for us, is even though Mr. Burkle has ties to California, those ties are more to Southern California more so than they are Sacramento. But nonetheless, without Mr. Burkle, I don't think this happens in Sacramento.
You know, Matt Alvarez's name is now in every sentence I notice with Ron Burkle's. He's the film director who is also responsible for part of the private funding. And this has drawn the attention of the governor, who's planning to attend the announcement today, as well as with city leaders. I do want to go to a study that was done in the process of the bidding along the way. This came out a few years ago from Capital Public Finance. The study said that Sacramento Stadium could generate as much as a $1.25 billion economic impact for the region. It's an enormous number. What do you think of that prediction?
Well, I have to say that generally speaking, this would probably be the only cautious thing I would say throughout this interview, is that there are a lot of groups that do economic impact studies that when economists like myself that have done research in this space look at those numbers tend to be overstated. So without having had a chance to look at the report and kind of critique the methodology, I refrain judgment, but I just know from prior experience of looking at reports such as these and projections such as these, the reports sometimes are a little bit generous. And, I think that's partly because obviously groups are trying to get a project done. But at the end of the day, I look at this and I say, public-private partnerships are becoming more and more the norm, where it's more of an even split of dollars. When you have a community that's already seen the positive momentum taking place in Sacramento, I think that's going to lend itself to even more development, more energy, and more, local businesses wanting to, engage and be active downtown. And that same goes for consumers. I mean, we talked earlier about my history in the community, mm-hmm. and, 10 years ago, I wouldn't spend much time in downtown Sacramento, and now I feel very comfortable doing so. The biggest concern I have whenever you see these development projects is what's going to happen to, if you build up one part of downtown, is the region big enough to, are you just transitioning spending from one part of downtown to another, or are you actually creating a net increase? I know sometimes in St. Louis, in my time here, 20 years, when we build up, say, Ballpark Village, which is the development near Busch Stadium, the baseball stadium, as we develop that part of downtown, other parts of downtown suffer. And I think part of it's just, you know, are we really bringing in a net increase? So you do have to ask those questions whenever there's new development. But again, at the end of the day, are you looking at Golden One Center and saying, boy, this has really done well for the community? There's no question it has, and I think the Rail Yards development with the new soccer team will do the same.
Let's add to the equation the River Cats, and although it's a minor league ball club, we still have that sports entity in the region. What's your projection? Do you want to put a number out on the table?
Projection for the River Cats in what respect?
For the economic impact, if I go back to that study that was cited, and if the $1.25 billion is high, what do you think the impact of this soccer stadium could be to the region, adding in baseball to basketball and now
Sure. Soccer? Yeah, I mean, again, I know that reporters love to ask these questions regarding specific numbers, and I usually shy away from it without having actually had a chance to look at the numbers myself there in that community. But I do think that you're looking at, you know, look, the arena brings in how many dates a year? It brings in not just basketball, but you're probably utilizing that facility, I would say, at least 200 to 250 times a year. So you're bringing in events. Some events have more economic impact than others. A given NBA basketball game, for example, most of the fans are coming from the community. So that doesn't bring in net dollars to the region. It may shift dollars to downtown, which is great. But, say, a concert, special events like a Final Four or an NCAA regional, those are more likely to bring people from the outside. Same thing with the soccer. The soccer will bring in, certainly is going to reinvigorate that part of downtown, but most of the fans will be local fans. When you bring in kind of the one-off events, whether it's U.S. men's or women's national games, that has more greater likelihood to bring in people from outside of the Sacramento area. And the baseball team, I would say the same thing, especially a minor league baseball team, even though it's AAA, most of the fans are local. But I think, you know, one of the aspects and variables you have to think about, which is tough to measure and oftentimes is not included in the economic impact analysis, are the intangible benefits. When you get a team and you become part of a major league, whether it's soccer, whether it's, you know, baseball, basketball, football, there's a confidence factor. There's a we're in the big leagues factor, and it has an impact on how people view their community. It also gives people another thing to do in terms of entertainment amenities, and that helps to be a recruiter to bring people to Sacramento. I talk to my students about this all the time. Is if you're a young person, you graduate from college, you're looking to be mobile and move somewhere, if you happen to be a sports fan, well, you're not going to move to a city that doesn't have anything going on, that doesn't have livelihood and vibrance. So another aspect that most people don't talk about is it helps in some cases as a recruiting tool to bring young people to your community because now they have that extra amenity, especially soccer, because soccer attracts millennials and Gen Zers.
Well, it sounds like you're going to end up on the sidelines here someday once that stadium is built. So
there's no doubt that I will. And as I say, I know what kind of celebratory day it's going to be today because we just experienced it in St. Louis 2 months ago. And I will probably be in town sometime during the winter break to visit family and kind of check things out. It's an exciting day for Sacramento. I'm happy for them.
All right. You have a standing invitation to come back into the studio and continue this conversation, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Patrick Risch. He is director of the Sports Business Program at Washington University in St. Louis. By the way, here's a bit of what fans were thinking over the weekend. Insight producer Kate Gonzalez visited a viewing party at Chondo's Cantina in Sacramento on Saturday.
I love it. I think it's exciting. I'm a big football, soccer fanatic.
I'm really excited to see what they do with it and how it grows with this city and revitalizes that entire area.
When they get a real stadium, it'll be a, you know, it'll be a great atmosphere, a great place to show up downtown. Kind of like Golden One, I feel like it'll definitely bring another aspect downtown.
I'm just excited for it to come to Sacramento. Sacramento is a town filled with fans in all sports, in baseball, in basketball, in every sort of thing. It's just, it's about time. That's all I can say. You know, I mean, we deserve it. The fans deserve it. The players deserve it. And I'm excited.
So our CAP Radio news team will follow the MLS announcements throughout the day. You can follow us on Twitter and at capradio.org. By the way, firefighters from the city of Sacramento are also flooding the downtown Sacramento ice rink today. That's happening this morning. So if you're trying to zip through downtown, be aware there are going to be a lot of traffic changes throughout the day.